4. Visiting about the temple. While the Alpheus twins returned the donkey to its owner, Jesus and the 10 apostles detached themselves from their immediate associates and strolled about the temple, viewing the preparations for the Passover. No attempt was made to molest Jesus, as the Sanhedrin greatly feared the people, and that was, after all, one of the reasons Jesus had for allowing the multitude thus to acclaim him. The apostles little understood that this was the only human procedure which could have been effective in preventing Jesus' immediate arrest upon entering the city. The Master desired to give the inhabitants of Jerusalem, high and low, as well as the tens of thousands of Passover visitors, this one more and last chance to hear the gospel and receive, if they would, the Son of Peace. And now, as the evening drew on, and the crowds went in quest of nourishment, Jesus and his immediate followers were left alone. What a strange day it had been! The apostles were thoughtful, but speechless. Never in their years of association with Jesus had they seen such a day. For a moment they sat down by the treasury, watching the people drop in their contributions, the rich putting much in the receiving box, and all giving something in accordance with the extent of their possessions. At last there came along a poor widow, scantily attired, and they observed as she cast 2 mites, small coppers, into the trumpet. And then said Jesus, calling the attention of the apostles to the widow, "Heed well what you have just seen. This poor widow cast in more than all the others, for all these others, from their superfluity, cast in some trifle as a gift. But this poor woman, even though she is in want, gave all that she had, even her living." As the evening drew on, they walked about the temple courts in silence, and after Jesus had surveyed these familiar scenes once more, recalling his emotions in connection with previous visits, not excepting the earlier ones, he said, "Let us go up to Bethany for our rest." Jesus, with Peter and John, went to the home of Simon, while the other apostles lodged among their friends in Bethany and Bethpage.